Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
We're live.
We're alive.
Are we on?
I am.
All right, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome to the Big Fred from Venice. We're not starting off well, let's face it.
It's okay.
This is not a good start.
Hi.
But in Venice, this is not even the first day of the festival. It's like the festival hasn't even started yet. We're working overtime. So we can't actually talk about
it. By the way,
guess who's back in town? So, can you explain to the folks at home, Niccolò Comotti, Fred from Radio Zone, Niccolò Comotti, where were you last year? We tried to call you, like, you just disappeared.
You weren't there, man. You weren't there.
What happened? Explain to the folks at home, where were you? What happened to
the
you?
The past is past. Let's focus on the present.
You've got the 100-yard stare.
I am the co-pilot. I am the co-presenter. I am Comotti.
Cut. Fred from Radio, I'm Matt Micucci, this is Niccolò Comotti. We are at the Venice Film Festival, the 78th edition of the Venice Film Festival. This is my personal 8th edition, the 7th with Fred. What about you?
I don't know.
It's good to be back.
It's good to be... Not really.
Yes.
Don't be.
I know that we're wearing black, but like still...
It's good to be alive. We're both wearing almost the same thing. If you got nicer shoes. I've got a Getalele that I will not.
I haven't been sponsored, but you know, if you want, just to give me
exactly.
Some shoes. Anyway, let's talk about something.
I wanted to start off asking you this, my friend. Sorry, I wanted to ask you this, and then I'm going to play a little background music as you answer. This is actually, I've just found out, this is the 10th anniversary of Fred Film Radio.
That's true.
And therefore, I wanted to ask you, where were you when you first heard Fred from Radio on the airwaves?
I was here.
Because you started working for them in 1976, right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, Vietnam was still on. No, I was actually here for one of our partners, I guess, 28 Times Cinema. Is it 27 now?
Yeah, it is, I guess.
Yeah. Oops.
Bye, Britain.
Okay, anyway.
Sorry.
But it's yeah, true. I was the Italian representative back in 2012, maybe.
Right.
And then, you know, I got interviewed by Fred.
Exactly.
And then from then onwards, like, I think they approached me in London to try something out, and that was in Rome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, you know, do the maths. I guess it's like 8-9 years.
I'm not doing
maths. 8-9 years, yeah. But that was it. That was like probably the second year of Fred, I guess.
I ask you, what do you think it was that Fred liked you for right away? Like, there was something about you.
I have
that
good
they
cheekbones.
Said.
Look at this.
Folks at home, no, if there's anybody watching this,
For the radio.
All right, survey time. Do you think Niccolò Comotti has good cheekbones? The world wants to know your opinion. We want to know your opinion. Yes or no?
Let us know
in the comment section below.
They said yes, I heard.
Smash that like button.
10 years.
5 years. David Bowie. Let's play it.
No.
We get a copyright
strike. 10 years of Fred Film Radio.
We probably would get a copyright strike if we played any songs that actually exist. But aren't you going to ask me about how long I've been working with Fred from Radio?
You said it. You said 8 years.
Oh, yeah. I did say it.
Okay.
Again, we're not starting off with the right foot.
No, exactly. You want to do it again?
Let's do something constructive. I got here an actual clipboard. Now, folks at home, when the hell was the last time that you saw anybody with an actual clipboard on a TV show? Because this is a TV show.
The other room, they had a clipboard.
Did it? But the guy isn't on camera.
There's no guy, actually. It's true. It's only one clipboard talking to the people.
It's a pretty good clipboard. It's a software.
It's a good clipboard.
But yeah, so today we can't really talk about anything. So, good night.
No, but tell the audience tell the audience why we cannot talk about anything, actually, because that's pretty interesting.
Well, not really. But it's the embargo. It's embargoed.
The festival hasn't started.
We're just gearing up and trying to see
We are actually press, so we can watch press screenings, which is still not the official ones, will happen in a bit.
Yeah.
And now it's give or take 2:30 p.m.
You watched some stuff already, didn't you?
I did. Can I say the names?
No, don't. Jeez.
Not even the names?
No.
Oh,
are you trying to get us in trouble? You know what I mean? But Because the way you say the title could give away an opinion or something about the film that
people
may misread. That is ridiculous.
We knew the titles for like 2 weeks.
This is the age we live in, my friend. Yeah. Anyways, do you want to go? Do you want to see who the juries are?
Yes.
Let's do something.
Yes.
All right. So, what do you want to start with? The Orizzonti jury or the official competition?
I want to hear the names that you cannot pronounce first. So start from the names that you cannot really pronounce properly, and I will correct you.
All right. So
I'm a polyglot.
Already, we've got the fashion designer of Fred.
They cannot see from like cameras.
We might have a segment of the show. We need to work out recurrent segments.
That is true.
We need to work out recurrent. Actually, can you? Okay, in a second, I will ask you to replace me momentarily because I got to talk to the man upstairs about something. But just for a second, okay? You'll see who it is. It's a big star. Stay tuned.
We actually have
a very huge secret about the festival that I want to reveal before the show is over. So anybody watching, I'm not going to say it right now, but stay tuned because I just heard... You don't even know about it yet, I don't think.
I don't know you either.
But I don't. Maybe
Where
you
am
know
I?
It, but don't say anything. I'm speaking to the folks at home now. I have a serious announcement. It might shock. Everything is just going to... You know, things will get serious. Let me just say this.
We will get snacks.
But I got to say it. And I'm going to say it before the end of the broadcast. In a moment, Filippo
Where
will
are we
take
looking
over.
At anymore?
Okay. Anyways, juries, okay?
Yes.
Oh. Because last year the chairs were higher. Like, I need to continuously get used to new setups here. You want to start with the Orizzonti jury? Or, okay.
No.
You want to start with the Orizzonti jury?
Minimal.
Or the official competition?
No, let's go, like, up, I guess. So, it's Orizzonti.
Okay. So, you're saying Orizzonti is the lesser section of the festival?
It is officially the lesser.
Sounds like discrimination
section of the
to
festival.
Me. But okay.
I will fight for this. This is a hot take. It's not. Nope.
I agree. Mind. I don't. I, yeah, listen, man. You got to.
I
want to
give me names right now.
Jasmil Spanish. Nah, Yasmila Spanish.
No,
I can't
gonna,
do this.
If you're going to mispronounce them all, I will shoot
too,
you by
yeah,
the end of this.
It's too insulting a bit. We can't do this.
Exactly. Don't do that.
Okay, she's the president of the jury. What do you think about her?
Great.
The non-presidents of the jury members, are Mona Fassfold.
Great name.
Come on. What's that? Okay,
it's Shakram, Mona because like, it's like a hurry up.
Shakram Mokri.
Okay. But do you have all the names? Are we not actually introducing who they are? And like
yeah,
why they're...
I know who they are.
I'm the
Josh
hype man.
Siegel?
I don't know anything. I'm like the visual part of the audience that asks you
because
who fills the day.
Damn cheekbones. We heard about that already. Jeez. Josh Siegel. He's a legend.
No, I know. But keep going. This is a very long
and
list.
Nadia Terranova,
yeah.
You know her?
Yes.
What is... Go on. Share the knowledge.
She's really good at golf.
Come on, man.
Keep going.
All right. That's it.
Oh, okay. That's
well,
fine.
That was rubbish.
Let me just see the other part.
No, that's it. No, I got a jury. The
I
jury.
See that you like.
We still get,
I see that you like
jury.
Your clipboard, huh? I wonder yeah. what that clipboard is on.
You'll never know.
Can I have one?
Stay tuned for the secret on the Venice Film Festival. The jury, the competition jury. The president is.
Is this a test?
Yeah.
I haven't signed up for this.
We were just talking about it.
Claude Jean, no? Who's that? I don't know, guys.
Claude Jean? What the heck is that?
Can you say it?
Yeah, Bong.
Ah, he's the president. Bong Joon-ho.
Yeah. Some people would say John. Is it John or June? Or Yon? Good Lord. We are. All right. That's the president of the jury. Now, the non-presidents... Saverio Costanzo.
We all know.
Constantly.
Okay, you have 5 seconds to say all the names. Go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Virginie Efira. Cynthia Erivo. Sarah Gadon. Alexander Nanau. Chloe Zhao.
There you go.
All right.
Perfect.
All right.
It's actually a very star-studded jury.
Don't.
It is.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's true.
Very great filmmakers.
I don't know why I laughed, but...
Actors, people of cinema.
People of the universe. I will tell you a secret about the Venice
Film
Festival.
What can we talk about, actually?
I got something. But okay, last thing before Filippo comes over just for like 1 minute and shares his thoughts on the Venice Film Festival. You're gonna have to host because I got a really serious thing to communicate to the director here. But Filippo, you ready? People can't hear you.
No.
you're gonna have to be. All right.
That was a really good no.
I mean, got something to talk about.
From the scale of 1 to 10, it was a good no. Like okay. A 10.
Filippo, okay. You got to come over. Are you ready for that?
No. If Filippo doesn't want to come up,
first of all, Filippo has...
the
way he speaks, I mean, he's a very cultured young man. Kind of reminds me of the Career Lifetime Achievement Award winner of this year.
Who's that?
Roberto Benigni.
Oh, Benigni.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
When he speaks English, he's got kind of
you
that...
You got to come in, Filippo.
Not yet. What are you doing? Just, you will... Your time is not... But you will... Yeah. Because I got something that's earth-shattering. But Roberto
so
Benigni.
We're talking about
tell
Robert
me about
Benigni.
Roberto Benigni. Explain to folks at home who Roberto Benigni is.
Roberto Benigni, probably one of the household names all over the place about Italy.
Okay.
Very famous, iconic moment where he just started surfing the seats.
Yeah.
That was cute.
That was very cute.
Sophia Loren saying, Roberto!
What about when he told everybody that he was a watermelon and he was going to explode because he couldn't contain his joy?
I don't remember
what
this.
What about when he threatened people to start making out with them, every one of them?
He's been doing it for a while.
Yeah, this is pretty scary stuff.
Maybe something that actually the audience doesn't know from abroad, so like meaning not from Italy, he's an extremely well-read Dante student.
That's true.
One of the best, actually, in Italy.
Yeah. Do you like Dante?
Absolutely, yes. Amazing what he did in 1300.
Yeah.
You're talking about
Joe Dante, the director, right?
No. Okay. I'm talking about Dante.
I don't know anything about that.
The OG
but listen,
Dante.
I never heard of him. Is he a new guy?
No, but he actually made a video game recently, right?
This is Fred Film Radio, not Fred Video
Game
Radio. I think
we're going to lose our jobs.
No, this is good. Okay, this is good stuff. Cool. Yeah, we're keeping it all in. It's unedited stuff. Listen, okay, so Roberto Benigni, good. What's your favorite Roberto Benigni film? And you're not allowed to say Life is Beautiful.
What's the title in English for like, the one with Troisi in Cominciare Tre?
Nothing Left to Do But Cry.
There you go.
I don't think that's been released abroad. It's untranslatable.
Okay, so we give the audience two tasks. One, to learn Italian enough to understand the film, and two, watch the film, because it's actually pretty funny.
Give us your best Roberto Benigni impression. The folks at home want to see it.
I want a raise for this. You bring some money under the table, I will do everything you want. I'm a mercenary. You know it right now. I'm a co-pilot.
Okay.
Keep going, please.
Filippo is going to take over for 1 second. Are you ready to go?
No. Okay.
No, come, Filippo, please.
Filippo needs to...
I actually want to get to know you, Filippo.
I want to make sure before I leave. People cannot hear what I'm going to tell the director when I leave for like a second, okay? Okay? All right. I'll be back 1 minute. You say your thing, whatever you want. This is your show.
First of all, I'll take over.
Hello?
Ciao, Filippo.
Ciao.
Tell me who you are.
I'm Filippo, I am the guy behind the cameras, not the phones, just the cameras, who you see only on YouTube and not on these lives.
Tell me what you think about the hierarchy of cameras. Do you despise phones? Do you like actually content creators with phones? Or you hate that phones are taking over real cameras?
Well, I think phones are a tool, so they can be used masterfully. To create very nice videos and with a lot of, I mean, there are tools with a potential. So obviously, the camera has more potential from a cinematographic filming point of view. Mm. But so that's it. Yeah.
Have you ever taken a picture with a phone that it was like this is much better than somebody playing the guitar while I talk to you?
What are you guys talking about?
Yes, I've been impressed with the quality of some.
We don't need to. We're not sponsored, sadly, by any filmmaker. But if you do sponsor us, we will say that your pictures are the best ones. So
I got a sponsor.
You got a sponsor.
Yeah, because I'm a recovering alcoholic.
Don't say that. Don't joke about this thing.
Okay, Filippo, time is up. I'm sorry. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry, Filippo. That was really nice, though. Thank you.
It's fine. We can joke about everything on the Big Red Tuesday. All right, we're out of time. But before
we
go,
time.
Yeah, this was just a little bit of an introduction. Before we go, Filippo, thank you, Filippo. Before we go, Nico, I'd like to ask you, what are the films that you're looking forward to seeing the most? No, what's the film that you're looking forward to the least?
But then I can actually talk about films. You told me that I couldn't even name the films.
No, you can't.
Oh, yeah, I see. This is like a general thing. I get it. What I'm looking forward to the most? Well, I'm very curious about, of course, like pretty much like half of the globe of the filmic world about Sorrentino. Mm-hmm. I wonder if I'll manage to see it. Maybe not. But then I would love to see Les Promesses.
Right. Who's that by?
I don't remember. I actually don't remember. But I think, like, you know, I love the cast. There's like the Mademoiselle Huppert, and then actually I forgot the names, like Saïd, but it's like the I remember what I see in him play in Un Prophet, a prophet.
Oh, yeah.
And I love his acting so much. Like, I'm really curious to see him in action.
That's a good movie.
What else? There's a few. I mean, actually, The Car Counter, like Paul Schrader's Car Counter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that would be amazing. Oscar Isaac, and we know awesome. That Federica Scarpa is already, like, dreaming of
Let's,
him.
Yeah, Paul Schrader, the great screenwriter, now turned, well, for a while now, director.
Yeah, filmmaker, exactly.
Great, you know, one of the greatest, most influential screenplays of all time.
What about
Taxi
you?
Driver. Me, Paul Schrader, yeah, for sure. That's definitely up there. I'm curious to see if the music documentaries that will be premiering here in the long run will actually impact the listeners' figures on Spotify of these artists. There are documentaries about Leonard Cohen, documentary about Led Zeppelin, Ezio Bosso, who else? Ennio Morricone.
Wow.
There's a lot of music in this year's festival. So I'm looking forward to that. If not watching the films, I'll be listening to a lot of their music just because of the vibes, man.
Mm.
Anything else? There's a couple of really interesting plots. At the Giornate degli Autori, there's a film called Karma Link, which is basically, it literally, if you look at the synopsis on IMDb, the first three words are, this is a Buddhist sci-fi, which is like, that is already like
Buddhism
groovy.
In a sort of way is kind of like a sci-fi
and can I tell you something? I've received information from the head, you know, the boss, the head producer of, you know, Martina, Martina Tonarelli, who said that the guy is going to be coming in with a ukulele. So we got to film
it. Oh, my
We have
Lord.
To film. We probably, somehow, we have to
Are
figure
we gonna
out.
Are we going to have a battle of ukuleles? Tell
no,
me
this
when, because I will not be here. Moving on. Actually, like, I wanted to ask you, like, what about that film, but it's 3 minutes? Tell me the synopsis of that thing.
3 minutes is about, it's like 3 minutes of footage shot in 1938 in, I'm not sure where, but it's like a Jewish sort of, I probably shouldn't say anything about it because I'm afraid that I'll get something wrong, but essentially it's 3 minutes of footage, and this filmmaker just experiments with and expands those 3 minutes of footage to like a film that's over an hour long, which is crazy creative use of archive footage. I'm curious to see it. I actually was assigned to that interview, so I am going to see it.
Oh, great.
But I can't talk about it yet because I haven't seen it. And also,
will we be able to talk from
we'll
tomorrow?
Be able to talk. Yeah.
Rest assured, it will be a much more intriguing and entertaining
This
little
has been
moment
fine.
Between me and
I'd like to ask you, because you are kind of like the socialite of Fred Film Radio.
Since when?
What was the... You always go to the parties, you know, you like to dress up
and
mingle.
Yeah, when I was young.
No. You know, you go to these, you know, variety parties and what other parties are there?
I think I've never been.
Ah, come on. You know,
you have
know,
a distorted version of me, Matt. I am your co-presenter.
That's
nothing more, nothing less.
What do you want to do with a chair, man? All right, folks, it's been fun. And now I want to like go back to something serious. Can I just finally say this? All right? Okay.
See you tomorrow.
No, I got to say this because I actually, you know, we're here having a good time, but there's something that's been on my mind, and nobody really knows about it, but I found out about it, and this is serious. You know, we're all fun and games.
Oh, sorry, okay.
We're all fun and games in Big Fred Venice, but this is kind of like shocked me when I heard it, and it's probably going to shock you too. So I want to just tell you that this whole thing, right, I found out something I'm going to tell you right now. And that is...
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.